You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Happy birthday.
Oh, Robert. Oh, how lovely. I thought you would just bring me a cup of tea.
Oh, no. I think we can do a little bit better than that.
Oh, it looks wonderful.
For a wonderful woman.
You are so thoughtful.
And what would Madam like to do today? The forecast is good.
Well, do you know, I'd be perfectly happy just getting the garden ready for the opening.
Jolly good. And after lunch, how about we take a stroll round this jumble trail thing?
Well, let's see, shall we?
Tony said he'd be back by lunchtime.
Oh, they must have made an early start then.
You know what your mum's like.
Perhaps you could get him to ring me. We're due at Grey Gables soon.
Oh, yes, it's your anniversary, isn't it?
40 years. Oh, seems hard to believe.
It was for us.
Brian's really spoiling me.
Lunch at Grey Gables. Very nice. Yeah.
And our party to look forward to on Friday.
Oh, yes, I'm not sure we'll be up to that.
Oh, you must, Pat. You both need a bit of downtime.
I don't know.
Brian's invited quite a few, but I don't imagine there'll be more than 50 or 60.
Goodness. Oh, Peggy.
Hello.
Oh, Mum, you all right?
I'm fine.
Oh, come here. Come and sit down.
Tony will be in a minute. He's just chatting to Tom and Henry in the yard.
Yes, he's taking Henry to see the new calves. Making the most of our one day with him.
Poor little boy. He didn't really seem to understand about his baby brother.
It's all a bit remote, isn't it? He's more concerned about when his mummy's coming home.
Oh, dear.
We're going to have to tell him something soon.
Yeah.
Oh, Peggy, Tony should have taken you straight home. It must have been a very tiring journey.
No, I asked him to come here first.
How is Helen? And how's the baby?
Well, yes, all right. She's being very brave.
Peggy, would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, you know, I think that's a very good idea.
You're nearly done, Eddie.
Yeah, just this corner to finish.
It's safe, Lindy.
Thank you.
You've not been getting hay fever, have you?
Oh, no more than usual.
Your face is back to normal.
Looks like the watering's working, keeping down the spores.
Yeah, I reckon I'm probably stopped doing it now.
Best give it a couple more days.
Twice a day, though, Robert. It's a busy time of year for me.
Well, if you'd asked before spreading the mushroom compost, you wouldn't need to be doing it at all, Eddie.
Yes, I know.
Right. Isa.
What's that, then?
Information about the most interesting species and why we've planted them.
Well, let's have a look. Oh.
What is it?
It's the same lettering as your absurdum stone.
Resurgam.
We wanted to be consistent across the whole plot.
Your gaff, your rules, I suppose. It is looking good, though. Got to give you that. Happy with the paving?
Oh, yes.
And the new cowl on the chimney working well?
It seems to be.
They still need painting, though, Eddie.
Yes, don't you worry.
I can't wait to see the hut with the cushions I've been making.
So, you're pretty much set for your grand opening, then?
Well, subject to a risk assessment for our insurers, yes.
Oh, blimey, whatever next. Right, I'll see you later. Oh, going round this jumbo trail doodah, should be some good bargains a-ring.
Well, I doubt it. We do have rather a lot to get on with.
Oh, yeah, you're joking. I mean, most jumbo sales, you don't know who's got shot or what, but how often do you get to see what Derek Fletcher's pulled out of his attic?
He's putting on weight now.
Is she breastfeeding?
Well, she's doing her best. I hope she perseveres with it.
Oh, but he's doing okay.
Well, physically, yes, but...
Peggy?
I know you'd want me to be straight, Pat.
Absolutely.
When he cries, well, Helen doesn't seem in any rush to comfort him. A few times I've picked him up myself because she hadn't.
Is she finding it difficult to bond with him?
I'd say so, yes. And when you consider the circumstances, it's hardly surprising.
Poor Helen.
Oh, I'm sure it'll come.
I feel so helpless. All I could do was send a little soft toy.
I did tell her all the time you were thinking of her.
It's just so awful to be cut off from her like this. We couldn't even see photos of her. Just the baby.
Oh. Tony said he'd get some proper prints made up soon, so you can at least have a photo of Jack close to hand.
How lovely to call him Jack.
And I did suggest to Tony he might like to get some extra prints run off.
Yes, I'd love to have a copy. Well, I'm sure most of the family would.
Yes, including Rob and Ursula.
Oh?
Mum, really?
Whatever the rights and wrongs, he is Jack's father. And Ursula is Jack's grandmother.
I'm not sure.
I know it's a delicate situation, but they shouldn't be cut out of the baby's life. That won't be good for Jack.
They're trying to cut us out of Henry's life.
Two wrongs don't make a right, Pat. The children should be our priority.
I think I might ask Carol how much she wants for this.
Really?
Don't you think it would look good in the study?
Hmm. She seems very busy with Usher at the moment.
Well, there's no rush, is there?
Hiya. Nabbed any bargains?
Well, we've only just come out, but we're looking forward to an interesting walk round the village, aren't we, Lindy?
You've been lucky with the weather, Fallon.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Goodness knows how people would have managed with all these tables outside their houses.
They'd just have set them up inside, surely.
But no one would want to walk round in the rain.
You never let a drop of rain stop you, walking scruff.
Ah, well, I'm not everyone, Robert.
That's true enough.
And, I'm really not sure about these packets of herbs and potions that Carol's selling.
They want more tisanes than potions.
Well, it don't matter what people sell, as long as they give their fee to the village hall curtain fund.
Yes, yes, the final hurdle, the legs.
Legs?
Yes. The narrow curtains that hang on each side of the stage.
Oh.
Mind you, it's very noticeable that when people can keep their takings, they're rather more keen to take part.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
You look happy.
Well, Brian's just treated me to a wonderful lunch, and I thought I'd try and walk it off.
Nice afternoon for it.
Are you still okay for a final tasting tomorrow, Jennifer?
Oh, yes, certainly. 11 o'clock, we said, didn't we? This is for our party food. You are coming, aren't you?
Wouldn't miss it.
Oh, and Lillian tells me that the Ambridge Tea Room's been shortlisted for the Food and Drink Awards.
Yeah. Light bites and best use of local ingredients.
Congratulations!
Thanks. We're hoping the publicity will be good for trade.
Well, this Jumbotron's a very clever initiative, Fallon. And how you find time to run a business and organise this as well.
Oh, it wasn't just me.
But really, it's a very fresh take on a rather tired old idea. Don't you think so, Linda?
Oh, I know what I was going to ask you, Jennifer. What's this I hear about the Borsetshire Wildlife Trust?
Well, what about it?
Some sort of survey.
Sorry, would you excuse me? I've lots more stalls to get round.
Yeah, you carry on.
See ya.
All right.
In the Ambridge Millennium Wood?
Oh, yes. Well, they're doing a survey in the Aldridge Millennium Wood. Brian's commissioned it.
Has he now?
Mm-hmm. Because he's concerned about the impact of all these visitors.
Coming to see the elves.
Yes, exactly. And traipsing around, dropping litter. And they're causing quite a lot of damage to the ecosystem.
And, of course, this has nothing to do with his pheasants.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, to be frank, I doubt that Brian can even spell ecosystem.
Linda, the pheasants are part of the biodiversity of the woodland, and there's nothing wrong with wanting to protect them.
Oh, yes. So his well-heeled friends can blow them out of the sky.
Anyway, I wonder if Ambridge will see more jumble trails like this in the future. What do you think, Jennifer?
Well, yes, I hope so, if it's a success. Well, it's just nice to see the younger generation starting to organise some of these village events.
Meaning?
Just that.
I am very busy at the moment, you know.
Aren't we all?
I've got 101 things to do to finalise my garden opening, an official charity event.
Don't let me stop you.
I'm sure there's room for lots of different events, Linda. We should be grateful that these things are so well supported.
Mm, just so. And they really bring the community together.
So, Susan was pulling one leg and Tracy was pulling the other. Each one reckoned they'd seen it first. Richard Thwaite had to dive in and stop them before they ripped it in half.
Oh, gosh. There's nothing like sisters for fighting.
But it was only like a pair of tracky bottoms.
Yeah, oh, yeah, but if it belonged to Sabrina, it was probably Juicy Couture or something.
Oh, is that posh then?
Yeah. So, what happened? Did they toss a coin?
No. When Sabrina said she wanted 30 quid, they both changed their mind sharpish.
No. That's still a bargain.
William and Ed would have had their moments, but they never fell out over a pair of pants. Oh, watch her.
Hi, Eddie.
Oh, hello again.
Bella.
Right, I'm off to wet me whistle. Mm. Raises quite a thirst watching three rounds of Sister Sportswear smack then.
Hey, maybe we should sell tickets next time.
Yeah.
What was that?
Oh, nothing. Oh, if you've come to have a look at Mum and Kenton's cast-offs, most of it's already gone, I'm afraid. And my dad's CDs.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
I guess so.
Yes. Oh, Fallon, this jumble trail of yours, it's such an interesting idea.
Thank you, Linda.
And from what we've seen, it does seem to be going well.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Shall I get us all a drink? Fallon, what would you like?
Well, I'll have a half a lager, thanks. But I've got to have a word with Mum, so shall I bring them out?
That's kind of you. Pint of Shires for me, Lindy.
Lime and soda, please.
That should cover it.
Oh, cool. I'll be back soon.
Thanks.
That was nice of you.
Well, I can give credit where it's due, Robert.
Mm.
Ooh, what was that for?
Everything. You're an inspiration.
Oh.
Thanks to your vision and your determination, the garden's looking spectacular. The shepherd's hut is splendid. The sun's shining.
Single wicket tomorrow.
Absolutely. Tremendous festival of sportsmanship in prospect.
You could say, "Ris Sir Gab."
You could indeed.
They don't look so happy.
Oh, don't.
Sorry.
And you're not Adam.
Kenton called him away.
Mm, mind you, it's probably just as well, Tom.
Problem with the PA for the single wicket, so I said I'd pop up here and give you a hand.
I don't want him seeing how badly I'm managing this lot.
Oh, didn't give them enough to eat when you last moved the fence.
Looks like it. Oh, it's such a tricky balance, this mob grazing. You don't want to waste the forage, but you don't want to leave them hungry either.
You'll soon get a feel for it, Pip.
I thought I was getting it right last week.
So what is it? Dismantle the back fence first?
Yeah, I've switched off the fencer.
And then give them another, what, 10 metres more than this area?
Yeah, something like that. What were you doing with Adam, anyway?
Talking about getting the venison back in the shop now it's reopened.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard from Matthew at all? Since, you know.
Why do you ask?
No reason. Just, you know, breakups. I've been there.
No. No, we're not even messaging anymore. Oh, I mean, it was never really going to work, now I think of it. I love being mobile. I'm committed to Brookfield.
Yeah.
But we had some wonderful times together, and I'll always be grateful for that.
It's good you can look at it so positively.
Oh, I do. Anyway, now Jazz is back and you've got the shop open.
Yeah.
What do you think about getting involved in Open Farm Sunday? There's still time.
So what did you say?
Well, I have to admit, having Jazz back has made a big difference. Even though we've got to do a lot of juggling to cover the shop.
So?
And I thought about Helen. I know she'd want things to be as much business as usual. It's not like it's going to be a heap of work. I don't even have to be there on Sunday if I don't want to.
It sounds like you said yes, Tom.
I did. I'm going to take a couple of our Anguses to Brookfield. I just need to fit it in around when Ed can get over to do our baling.
Good stuff. While you're in a good mood, like...
Yeah, go on.
It's nothing bad. I was just thinking, do you reckon you could spare me for a couple of hours this afternoon?
Probably. Why?
The single wicket competition. I'd really like to have a go.
Yeah, you should.
I'd make sure I get all my work done on that.
And I'll tell you what.
What?
I should too.
So when's Tom going to bring them over?
Oh, maybe tomorrow or Wednesday. He's going to let me know. But we might as well get both pens ready now, Josh.
Yeah, fair enough.
Compare and contrast.
You what?
Well, you know, like in an essay. Our visitors will be able to compare and contrast our Hereford cow and calf to the Bridge Farm pair.
You're not going to make them write an essay, Pip.
No, of course not. Can you put the hay rack in that one?
OK.
And we need to get a couple of water troughs out here too. What's the time?
11:30.
Oh, good. We can get them connected up before lunch, and then we can go to the single wicket with a clear conscience.
Yeah, clear. Like your score sheet's going to be.
Oh, the confidence of youth. Look, if you could use your bat like you use your mouth, you'd be playing for England.
Oh, you've heard of a bat, have you? Just remember, you hold the round end and hit the ball with the flat end. Not that you'll be hitting anything.
I'll be hitting you if you're not careful.
Oh, help, save me, I'm terrified.
There's still quite a lot to do, though. We need to give the display boards a good clean and an update. I've got some photos of the Herefords through the year.
Sounds good.
And some figures on the nutrient benefits of suckler beef.
Yeah, you'll probably have to sort all that yourself.
What?
I've got my own boards to prepare.
Oh, fantastic.
Pleased to see us, Kenton.
Yeah. I thought you boys weren't coming today.
Oh, we reckon we could squeeze it in, didn't we, Tom?
Yep. Mum's covering the shop.
Yeah, with the dire state of the Ambridge team, I was wondering if anyone was going to turn up. But, well, looks like we'll have at least 16 for the first round.
So, reasonable competition then.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we got some veterans, as well as the young blood. Robert Snell signed up, and Rex Fairbrother.
What the hell is he doing here?
Who?
Oh.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Hiya. Rob's our commentator for the afternoon.
Yes. Well, as I couldn't play, I wanted to make myself useful in whatever way I could.
I see.
Rob is, knows his cricket, doesn't he? We've set up a microphone and a chair on the pavilion veranda, Rob.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. Tom, just one thing.
Yes?
Today is Monday.
I'm aware of that.
And the only day your family is allowed to have contact with Henry is Sunday, so I'd be obliged if none of you approach him.
Henry's here?
He and my mother are just settling down in the spectator area, so stay well clear, please. We don't want to see him, do we?
I can assure you nobody wants that.
Good. Yeah, I'm sure we can all have a nice, civilised afternoon.
Oh, good luck, Johnny.
Kenton!
What could I do? He offered.
You could have said no.
How? He was really insistent. And you've got to realise, a lot of people think Rob is a bit of a hero.
A hero?
Didn't he win the title for Ambridge last season?
Yeah, by not walking. Adam weren't very impressed with that.
Well, it's not just the cricket. Everyone remembers what he did in the flood. And, well, look, I'm sorry to say it, but in the pub there was a lot of talk about him bravely surviving a violent knife attack.
For God's sake.
I know. I tried, but in the end, what grounds did I have for turning him down?
Excruciating embarrassment?
Hey, come on, Tom. It's only today you even decided to turn up.
We don't have to stay. We haven't even registered yet.
No. No way. That man is not going to chase us away from our village event.
Rex! I didn't know you'd be here.
Oh, Toby's off, well, he's not here today, so I thought I might as well give it a go.
You're playing?
Should be a laugh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Anyway, how are you, Pip? You know, after...
Oh, I'm fine.
Really?
Totally. Yeah, life goes on.
Sure.
So, Toby's video. Have you seen it yet?
Yes. What did you think of it?
It's not Hollywood, but it explains pastured eggs pretty well.
You look great in it.
Oh, I wish he hadn't put that bit in.
No, it's really good.
What? Me with a basket of eggs.
Yeah, well, he's pleased with it, I know that.
Yes?
Oh, just a can, please. Thanks.
Toby and Josh are mainly handling the hens at the moment. I'm a bit more focused on Hollertree Geese Part 2.
Oh, you'll be getting the next batch of goslings soon, won't you?
Once we've got the building prepped, yeah.
Oh, they should have done the draw for the first round by now. I'd better go and see who I'm up against.
About that.
Three. I thought Rex would do better than that.
Well, Having appeared to miss time is Paul Schott, putting up an easy catch for Roy Tucker at square leg. It's now Rex Fairbrother's turn to bowl to Pip Archer.
Unlucky, I guess.
Yeah, just didn't get his eye in quickly enough.
That's an odd mistake for a former professional sportsman to make, but perhaps we can excuse Rex, as he's not just playing out of position, but in a completely different ball game, quite literally.
Let's see how Pip does with the bat.
Quite a short run-up. Ah, rather gentle long hop. Spirited chase from Will Grundy at cover point. But no, it goes for four. Well, it looks as if the ladies are in for an easy time of it today. I wonder what they've been offering to elicit such gentle treatment.
Oh, cheeky git.
Tom.
Someone needs to sort him out.
Hey, calm down, Tom. It was just a joke.
Well, there's no doubt that these two players are very well matched, although Roy Tucker probably has the edge as a bowler.
So did you, Rex. What? Go easy on Pip?
No. I've got to be careful with my back, that's all. Didn't make any difference, though, did it?
No, Harrison slaughtered her in the second round.
So, the scores in this first semi-final encounter stand at 5 runs to Roy and 4 to Tom Archer, as Roy runs up for his final delivery.
Nice shot.
Well, he's put it between cover and mid-off.
Come on, Tom.
Adam Macy prevents the boundary.
Oh, he needs another one.
Oh, rather wild throw there, but can Alistair...
No, he made it, surely.
And... Oh, well, it appears the umpire has ruled Tom in.
Yes!
You're in, Johnny.
Yep.
Who is it you're playing?
Oh, Jamie Perks. And if I beat him, it's me and Tom in the final.
And so the winner of the 2016 Ambridge single wicket competition is Johnny Phillips. Now, the Mark Hebden Memorial Trophy is normally presented by my sister, Shula, but she can't be with us today. So our commentator, Rob Titchener, has kindly offered to do the honours.
Ah, thanks, Kenton. Well, I think we can all agree we've had a very entertaining afternoon, which has included some cricket and, at times, some near-cricket-like activity. And we have a worthy winner in one of the Ambridge team's newest arrivals, Johnny Phillips. I hope I can take credit for a very small part of young Johnny's success, as we did work together extensively at Nets last season, and he really has put that coaching into very impressive effect this afternoon. If I may, I would like to take this opportunity to say how kind everyone has been to me following the difficult occurrence of a few weeks ago. I've been very grateful for the warm support of the Ambridge community at this testing time. But now, Johnny, please come up and accept your well-deserved trophy.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I couldn't have done this without all the support that my family at Bridge Farm have given me. Especially Tom. In fact, come up here, Tom. I want to share this trophy with you. This is a victory for both of us.
Wow! Johnny didn't even shake his hand.
Well, just to remind you, the Pavilion Bar is open until 5.
Look at Rob's face.
And after that, we'll be happy to serve you at the Bull.
Awkward.
Mum?
Hello. Oh, hello, Ian.
Hello there. Brian said you were up here. Is something wrong?
No.
You haven't been cleaning, have you?
No.
Because I got a professional company to do it.
I know that, darling.
So?
Oh, I've just been adding a few homely touches. A nice soap in the showers, a bottle of wine in the fridge.
Oh, that's very good of you, but you don't have to.
I know, but I wanted to.
Adam already makes the pickers pretty welcome.
The soft fruit business can stand on its own feet now. It shouldn't be reliant on unpaid family labour anymore.
It is hardly labour, darling.
Oh, don't get me wrong, I'm enormously grateful for everything you've done for the pickers over the years.
Old habits die hard, I suppose.
Yeah, but you needn't worry about it anymore.
Oh, it's just that time of year, isn't it? End of May, caravan time.
Well, it's really nice of you. Thanks.
It's a pleasure.
And I'm sure the pickers will appreciate it. Yeah, I need to collect the minibus soon, then I'm off to the airport.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, I wanted to talk to you about the cake for Friday, Jennifer.
Oh, lovely. You weren't at the single wicket yesterday, were you?
No, I was working.
Did you hear what happened?
Yeah, Adam told me. Johnny took a bit of a stand.
Four marks to him.
Well, not everyone in the village thinks that by any means. Given that Rob was seriously injured, it must have taken a lot for him to turn out.
Yeah, making sure he was the centre of attention as always. And some of his commentary was pretty questionable.
Well, I'm just passing on what people were saying. At the very least, it wasn't very sportsmanlike of Johnny.
I think it just meant he'd got the measure of Rob. And he was supporting Helen.
But she did stab him.
Yeah, and you know she must have had pretty strong provocation to do something like that. Don't you think so, Ian?
It didn't take much provocation for me to lamp him.
Yeah. What?
At the Rough and Tumble. The race a couple of years back.
Oh, yes, of course.
Helen's not been herself for a long time. And now there's a baby in the mix as well.
Yes, isn't it terrible?
I think we can all agree on that, Jennifer.
Look, I'm sorry, I'd better get off. Should be back about 2, Mum.
It's all right.
See you later, Ian.
Bye-bye.
Oh, it's very good of you to bake a cake. I could have asked Fallon and Emma to do one.
No, look, I'm happy to make a contribution. What food are they providing?
Well, we decided on bowl food in the end.
Very trendy.
Mm-hmm. Pork belly with cold cannon and Goan fish curry and vegetable tagine.
I better watch me back.
They've a long way before they'll reach your exalted standards, Ian. But it all looks very tasty.
Well, if anyone has room for cake after.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
I was thinking, well, as it's a Ruby anniversary, how about a red velvet cake?
Oh, yes, a splendid idea. They always look really striking.
That's what I thought.
Oh, so looking forward to it. In fact, with that and the pickers arriving, I'm feeling very positive at the moment. You know, it means that summer's definitely here, and the farm's always so lively with them around.
The power of prayer won't do it.
Do what?
Mend that crack. It ain't going to miraculously join itself back up just by you looking at it.
Oh, don't you start, Dad. I've had enough of Clary going on at me about it.
Well, you can't blame her. What are the Stirlings going to say if they come home and find a massive long crack across their kitchen wall?
Well, Clary reckons it's because of all the stomping around at Emma and Edward's thing, but it can't be that, surely.
Of course it ain't, Eddie. It's just a patch what's taken longer to dry out after it was redecorated. But a flexible filler would be right as rain. Don't know why it's taking you so long to get round to it.
Well, I had a pot of filler, but it's gone hard.
Ah, it does that, you know. You'd almost think it was supposed to.
Well, no worries. I've got an errand to run. I'll pick up some more while I'm out.
And this is my mother.
Hello, everyone. Can I offer you a very warm welcome to Home Farm? And I hope you're going to be very happy here for the next few months.
In a moment, I'll tell you which caravans you're going to be living in, and then I'll give you half an hour or so to settle in. There's a full set of safety instructions in your welcome pack, and I'd ask you to read them carefully. In particular, note the section on fire, including the number for the emergency services, which in this country is
999.
Yes, Piotr knows. He's worked here before. We'll have a surprise fire drill sometime over the next few days, but I won't tell you when, because, of course, then it wouldn't be a surprise. We'll have a tour of the farm this afternoon, especially the polytunnels, where you'll be working most of the time. And on a rather more fun note, there's an outing to our village pub this evening. And next week, we'll have a barbecue.
And Adam's invited some young people from the village to help make you feel more at home.
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, just a minute, Eddie.
So if you get your bags from the minibus, then come and check with me which caravan you're going to be in.
Right, yes, Eddie.
Have you seen that Patrick bloke?
Patrick Hennessy?
That's the fella from the Wildlife Trust. Only I heard he's been poking around the Millennium Wood.
He is doing some work there, yes.
Today?
I really don't know, Eddie. What do you want to see him about?
Oh, this and that, you know. All right if I have a wander around, see if I can find him.
As long as you keep to the path.
Okie dokie. See ya.
Oh, I expect Borsetshire Wildlife Trust could give you his mobile number.
Well, that'd be far too simple for Eddie.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Oh, looks like we should have a good few locals turning up for the barbecue.
Hmm, it's good. Will Ian be there?
I've asked him, but you know what his schedule's like.
Yes.
I think it's unlikely.
What in the name of Hank Williams is that?
It's a glider chair.
Where's the rest of the glider then?
No. It's like a fancy rocking chair. Bought it at the Jumbo Trail on Sunday.
You never see.
Well, a man needs a little mystery in his life, Eddie.
Mystery is why you bought it.
So's I can relax out in the sunshine. Don't begrudge me that at my time of life, do you?
Oh, of course not, Dad. So did you buy it off?
Neville Booth. Young Nathan's just dropped it round.
Bit of a contraption, isn't it? Is it meant to look like that?
Well, he did it stored in his shed. Young Nathan, I'm not sure how it went together. Well, that's the photo. How hard could it be, eh?
Well, if it's so comfortable, why isn't Neville relaxing in the sunshine on it?
No, he's more of an indoor bloke, isn't he?
Oh, I reckon he saw you coming.
Oh, no. He's a gentleman of the old school, is Neville. Anyhow, never mind that. Did you get the fella?
Yes.
You look pleased with yourself. On offer, was it?
Better than that.
Huh?
I've just been in the Millennium Wood, talking to that Patrick fella from the Borsetshire Wildlife Trust.
Not the bird bother.
He was playing his cards close to his chest, but I get the impression Brian Aldridge wants shot of all that elf stuff that's been gathering there.
Oh, but the kiddies love that stuff.
Yeah, trouble is, word's got around so much, there's folk stamping over his land morning, noon and night. And Brian ain't the sort to hang out a welcome banner.
No, that's true. You seen, though?
Ah. I reckon what's bad for Mr. Elf is good for Mr. Grundy.
What are you talking about?
I ain't got it all worked out yet. But I can see a sign in my mind's eye, and it says Elf World.
Looking for a recipe?
Yeah. I'm sure I had one here for... here it is.
Wow, it is red, isn't it?
Well, it's not called red velvet cake for nothing, Adam.
Is it just food colouring?
Well, yeah, some people use that, but this is a traditional recipe with beetroot.
Huh? Beetroot?
Yeah, it doesn't just give it that great colour, it adds taste and texture as well.
I look forward to trying it.
Hope you won't be disappointed.
I'm sure I won't be. I'm taking the pickers to the Bull this evening, traditional hallowed drink.
Uh-huh.
You'd be very welcome to come along if you fancy it. Seven-ish?
I might. I'll see how I feel. They settled in, have they?
Well, early days, but no problem so far.
Good.
Pip and Josh said they'd come to the barbecue. Nice for the guys to meet some people their own age, I think, rather than just knocking around with an old guy like me.
Yeah. I mean, do you ever hear from Pavel?
Pavel?
Yeah, do you ever hear from him?
No. No, I haven't had any contact with him since he went back to Poland. Why'd you ask?
Oh, it's no reason. Someone just mentioned him the other day, that's all.
He's the Prince of Grundy's and his name is Eddie. Oh, you can Eddie.
Yo.
You all right, Dad?
Oh, I'm flipping the thing.
What?
I'll be having a word with Neville Booth for the next season.
Oh, that chair. Couldn't you get it working?
You're working too well. Back and forth like a bodger's bobbin. I nearly made myself seasick on it.
Now you know why he was getting shot of it.
Well, he can take it back and refund me money.
Yeah, good luck with that. What do you think?
Well, a pretty smooth job.
Can't see the joint.
Well, you can. That fella's bright white.
No, I mean level-wise. Obvious I'm going to slap a coat of paint on it when it says.
Well, you got any of that colour? Sort of cream, would you say?
More off-white. Shouldn't be hard to match. I've got a colour chart somewhere. Never mind the paint. I've been thinking about this elf world idea.
Oh, is this another one of your barmy schemes, Eddie?
One of my brilliant money-making ideas, you mean? Assuming Brian Aldridge gets his way.
As he usually does.
Except when he disagrees with Jennifer.
Oh, uh-huh.
Well, soon, there's going to be dozens of displaced elves. Hundreds, maybe. And not just the wee folk, but all their furniture and gubbins, all looking for a new home.
So?
So, we're going to offer them one. They can go in the corner of Grundy's field. The chompy bit where there's lots of ups and downs.
And nettles.
We'll strim them.
No, but what's the point, Eddie? We don't want grockles tramping over our land any more than Aldridge does.
We do if we can make money out of them.
How, though? People have been getting into the Manellian wood for free. We ain't going to take kindly to being charged admission.
No, fair enough. But we could charge them for parking, couldn't we? Nothing wrong with that. And ask for donations.
Donations?
For the upkeep of the elves and their habitat. So, what do you think?
I hate to see this, Eddie, but you could be onto something, lad.
So we could carry on making elf souvenirs to sell to the visitors.
Yeah, we could set up a little shop.
Call it Gnome Base.
What about Kenton and his T-shirts?
What about him?
Yeah, by rights, he should be paying us a royalty.
Good point. Or maybe we could get our own T-shirts made. And sweatshirts, bags, pens, you name it.
It'd be like Disneyland, we're just a bit smaller, not so many mice.
Well, we might be starting small, but I bet old Walt did too. And look at Dolly Parton, started in a little shack in Tennessee, and now she owns Dollywood. We need to get in quick, before some big entrepreneur nicks this from under our noses.
Ah, it's just the time of year to do it too.
Trust me, Dad. An idea like this, it's a license to print money.
I couldn't remember if you took sugar, Peggy.
I don't.
Well, I brought the bowl anyway, and some biscuits, so, Rob, could you move your magazines, darling?
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Where's Henry? It's half term, isn't it?
He's gone to play with a friend. Rob needs rest, so it's worked out well.
Oh, good.
Oh, Peggy, it's very good of you to come round. We do appreciate it, don't we, Robert?
Oh, absolutely. You're always welcome here, Peggy.
Oh, that's very kind of you. I just felt, well, if I was in your position, I'd want to be kept informed.
I am pleased that we can still be friends, despite the difficulties between our families.
Well, life has to go on, doesn't it, Ursula?
Especially with a little baby on the scene. And you were there at the birth.
Well, not for the actual birth, but before and afterwards.
I had hoped to be there myself, of course. That was the original plan until, let's not dwell on that.
No.
It didn't sound like it was a very smooth process.
No, it was extremely worrying at the time. Once Helen developed this preeclampsia, it was the same when she had Henry.
Well, she's a very sickly woman.
They had to rush her to the operating theatre for the caesarean, so of course I couldn't go in with her.
Oh, it must have been awful for you.
We did have some anxious moments, but it all worked out well in the end.
And did you say you had some photos to show us?
Oh, yes. They took some for us shortly after the birth and then more a few days later.
Thank you.
And I thought this was the nicest one, so I put it in a frame for you.
Oh, this really is most thoughtful of you, Peggy. Oh, he's got a real look of you, don't you think? Robert?
Sorry, it's just, he's beautiful.
He is.
My boy.
And as you can see, despite the difficulties of the birth, Jack came out perfectly healthy.
I'm sorry, who?
The baby. Helen named him John Anthony after her brother and father, John Anthony Archer. But she's calling him Jack, which was...
Well, she could forget all that nonsense.
What do you mean?
That is not his name.
I'm afraid it is. It's been registered.
What?
But isn't she locked up?
The registrar came to the mother and baby unit.
How dare she? How dare she? Gideon is my child.
Gideon?
And if she thinks he's going to have anything to do with the Archer family, she can think again.
Now, don't get upset, darling. I'm sure we can sort this out.
Damn right we're going to sort this out. That insufferable woman!
Perhaps I'd better go. I'm sorry, I just didn't realise.
Well, we really should have been consulted.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I'll see you out.
Completely unacceptable. I won't have it! You can tell us you'll be hearing from my solicitor.
So if you want eggs from hens who've lived their life as nature intended, giving you the highest possible nutritional standards, choose upper class eggs from landed poultry.
So, what do you think?
Nice music.
Thanks, yeah.
Have you got permission to use it, Toby?
Oh, yeah, it's public domain.
Really?
But what did you think of the video, Lillian?
Well, it's not quite David Attenborough standards. I mean, you've got a way to go, I think.
The aerial shots really make it, don't you think?
Well, I have to admit, yes, they're pretty impressive for a homemade video.
Well, a bit better than homemade, I'd say.
But I'm not sure why you're showing it to me, Toby. I'm only a silent partner here. I don't do the ordering or anything.
Oh, no.
You'd have to speak to Wayne or Jolene about that.
I'm not trying to interest you in our eggs.
Oh, well, you have me stumped then.
I'm here on behalf of Ambridge Aerial Films.
Who are?
Well, me, mainly, and Rex. And a team of experienced freelancers that we can call on for specialist skills as and when required.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not selling eggs today, Lillian. I'm selling corporate videos. Now, what better way for Justin Elliott to promote his business and show what a brilliant job he's doing on the Barrow Estate?
I see.
Because we've got access to the latest drone technology.
You bought a drone, you mean?
Yes, and you can see the sort of shots I can get with it. So we could film through the summer, giving a sophisticated bird's eye view of harvesting, spraying, drilling.
Yeah, I think they happened the other way around, but carry on.
Telling the story of the passing year on a big modern farm. And it's not just food production. We can show the anaerobic digester, explain how innovative it is, show how it's supplying power to the grid.
You know, it must be the day for mad business ideas. Before you arrived, Eddie Grundy was bending my ear about his latest Broadway.
Forget about the Grundys. I mean, we're a completely different kettle of fish.
I don't know, Toby. You may have a different accent, but I think you and Eddie have a lot in common.
Look, I worked in the city for a while. I know the sort of people Justin has to deal with. They won't have a clue about how the countryside works.
And you do.
Totally. But Justin needs to get the message across. He needs to talk their language. And this sort of modern-looking video, that's the right sort of language.
Well, Toby, I think there's another thing you need to consider here. In the film you just showed me, Justin's company features quite heavily on the egg boxes. I think you should be approaching him to make sure he's happy to be associated with it before it goes live online. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
It's my mother. Oh, look, I'd better take it. Hello, Mum? Mum, calm down. What sort of disaster?
She told me Justin would want to view what I've just shown her.
OK, well,
so I'll smarten it up a bit. And if he likes it, well, this could be big, Rex. If we get to produce a film for a company like Damara, that's a calling card for any major corporation we want to approach.
Yeah, but until then, can you come back down to earth, Toby?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, because our next feature production is 200 Geese for Christmas 2016.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and as you can see, without the aid of an aerial camera, I've transported the bales, swept the pens, put down fresh wood shavings.
Oh, you've done well.
And now I'm going to hang the heating lamps while you get on with scrubbing and sterilising the drinkers and the food hoppers.
Well, why do I get the rubbish jobs?
Well, if you're around more, rather than playing Quentin Tarantino, you get more choice of the available tasks. Same thing goes for Bert's garden.
Hey, I pull my weight.
Yeah, when you're not pulling a sickie.
One hangover, that's all.
And while we're at it, when you collect the birds next week, make sure you stick to the order. 200-day-old chicks. Not 250,
okay.
Or even 210.
All right.
Exactly 200.
I thought I was doing a good thing.
You were, Mum. It's a very nice thought to take the photos round. I'm sure it wouldn't have crossed a lot of people's minds, especially given the circumstances.
We'll have to keep dealing with Rob and Ursula over Henry. Never mind the new baby. I thought at least if we treated them decently...
Of course.
Whatever happened between Rob and Helen, none of it is Ursula's fault. And she is Jack's grandmother.
It was done with the best of intentions, I know.
It was all perfectly civilised to start with.
And then you mentioned Jack's name.
And it all went terribly wrong, Lillian. Oh. Rob was absolutely furious. I've never seen him like that. He's normally so charming.
He is, but he's not a man I'd like to get on the wrong side of.
And he seemed to think the baby was called Gideon.
How did he get that idea?
I really don't know. And I didn't stay to ask. It was all so embarrassing. I just had to leave.
Oh, you poor thing.
I think Ursula was as mortified as I was. Oh, I feel terrible now.
But it's not your fault, Mum.
I've made a bad situation even worse.
Well, you want to know how Rob was going to react? Everyone makes mistakes now and then. Sometimes from the best of intentions. Lord knows I've made plenty. I've had good cause to think of that today.
Because of my visit?
Oh, no. Nothing to do with that. No, it's the anniversary of someone's death. Something I could have handled a lot better. It's all in the past now.
Well, unfortunately, all this mess is very much in the present.
I'm afraid so.
And the future.
I think we could both do with cheering up. Let's go somewhere nice and have a spot of lunch.
Toby?
Yeah? Yeah. Oh, is that the leaflet for Burt's Garden opening?
No. I haven't finished it yet.
Oh, what have you been up to then?
I was looking at emails. Especially this one from Morgan and Minster.
Oh, the restaurant chain. Yeah, they look really cool, Rex. We should eat there sometime.
Whatever. But look, the number of eggs they're talking about us supplying every week.
What about it?
Well, it's a lot of eggs.
No, that's what I promised them. They want to trial us in a few of their restaurants.
You're joking?
No.
That is way too many. We haven't got enough hens to meet that sort of demand, even at full lay.
Well, we'll get more hens.
And where will we house them?
In the caravan.
That was only temporary.
So we'll get Bert to build us another eggmobile.
And we've only got a limited amount of pasture, which we've also got to graze the geese on.
Oh, don't stress, bro.
And if we overstock, then the whole USP for the pastured eggs collapses.
We'll manage.
Your big mouth, Toby. It's going to get us into big trouble.
The solicitor finally rang me back.
What did he say?
Well, I explained that I needed to see Gideon right away.
And what about the name?
He's going to get back to me on that, but unbelievable though it sounds, it seems that she is within her rights to register the birth.
Without even consulting you?
Yeah, Stephen was pretty clear on it, but he's going to check how we can get Gideon's proper name registered. It'll probably be a lot easier once I've got full custody. Which is why I need to start having contact immediately.
Are you sure about that?
He's my son. He needs his father.
Yes, of course.
The complicating factor is that Helen and I can't see each other.
Why would you want to?
Oh, I don't. The only place I want to see that bitch is in the dock. But believe it or not, it means she has to give permission for me to see Gideon.
Is she going to do that?
Well, she has to be persuaded, doesn't she? Stephen's going to put in the application and we'll take it from there.
Well, they won't bring the baby down here, will they?
No, I presume not.
Are you well enough to cope with the journey?
Of course I am.
Well, it's such a long way.
Needs must.
I'm still not sure it's a good idea.
It's not up for debate, Mum. I'm going to see my son. My Gideon.
Oh, morning, Clary Love.
Morning.
Is Edward up?
I ain't seen him yet.
No. He's bathing at Bridge Farm today, ain't he?
Yeah.
Oh, steady on. That's bright.
That'll be the sun.
Oh. I'm trying to have a gentle start here.
Don't blame me if you've got a headache, Eddie.
I ain't got a headache. Just a few cobwebs, that's all.
Oh, you shouldn't have spent so long in the pub last night celebrating your new business, which you ain't even started yet.
What's got into you?
Yep. Don't look any better with the sun on it. Looks worse, if anything.
What does?
This wall that you've supposedly mended.
Oh, look, I did mend it. You won't get better filling this side of Westbury.
That's not the filling I'm complaining about, it's the painting.
Well, that's an exact match, that is. I spent ages finding the right one. You wouldn't believe how many I looked at. Not quite white. A bit white. Whitish.
It's not the colour that's the problem, it's the texture.
Do what?
Look, this is the bit you've done.
Even Dad said he couldn't see the mend.
But look at this bit. The original.
Can't see no difference at all.
Of course there is. Oliver and Caroline don't buy your basic trade emulsion, do they? They use that posh paint with a chalky finish. Why didn't you get that?
Do you know how much that stuff costs? Well, we could have a meal out for the price of a small pot.
Eddie, we've been living rent-free in this lovely house for 6 months. And when we damaged their walls...
I still don't reckon it was us.
I don't care. The least we can do is spend a few quid to restore it to how it was.
I have done.
Exactly how it was. Oliver and Caroline are back week after next, remember?
Oh, ain't likely to forget the number of times you've told me.
You've moved pigs in. Bullocks.
It's a farm.
The cider club. I'm dreading how they're going to react.
Happy that the place is being used like it should be, I bet.
And I certainly don't want them thinking we'd be knocking their kitchen to pieces. So I want that repair completely camouflaged, and I mean today.
I've got the market.
You're done by mid-afternoon. DIY shops are open till 8.
All right, I'll sort it.
Today, Eddie?
Yes, today.
He's got to live in his tank for a month. Well, I suppose they let them out occasionally. But Shula says he won't have access to a shower for the whole time.
That's horrible. What the inside of one of those tanks must smell like.
Rather him than me.
And it's Canada, is it?
I suppose that's the saving grace. When the exercise is finished, Dan gets to go climbing and trekking in the Rockies.
Mm. He'll love that. Oh, thank goodness.
What?
The cattle seem happy.
Oh, why wouldn't they, Pip?
Oh, it's taken me a bit of time to get the grazing area right. Last week I thought I was giving them too much.
Wasteful.
Yeah, so I cut it back, but I overdid it. Found them hungry a couple of times.
Well, you seem to have got it right now. They're eyeing up the fresh bite, though.
Yeah, but not complaining. Yeah, maybe they know I've got my mum checking up on me.
I'm not checking up on you. I'm just interested, that's all.
I know.
So, what's the drill?
The existing back fence becomes the new forward fence.
I'll give you a hand.
Oh, thanks. Although, it's not too much of a job with just a single strand.
You got them trained to that, then?
Makes life a lot easier.
Nice to see the different breeds mixed up together.
Bit like our yard, with Tom's Angus pair next door to our Herefords.
Yeah. Is Tom going to come over on the day?
Well, I said he didn't need to. We've done plenty of open farm Sundays, but he said he'd try to make it.
With the family swapping the air about Helen and the new baby, I expect it'd be nice to have something else to focus on. But it's always good talking to visitors.
As long as they can cover the shop, he said.
So we're all set?
Pretty much. I want to make this our best open day yet.
I'm sure it will be.
No, really. I'm going to pull out all the stops. I want everyone to go away thinking Brookfield beef is the best in the county.
Well, that's great, Pip.
Hello, William.
Hi, Mum. Is it okay to talk?
Yeah. I just got to Bridge Farm.
Well, there's something I need to ask you. Well, suggest, really.
Yeah?
Can I buy you lunch at the Bull?
I don't believe it.
Is that Gran's old hen house?
Yes.
Hasn't Bert done a good job with it? Like a tiny Romany caravan. It's going to look great in his garden.
But look where Josh has put it now.
I mean, you knew he was going to have a display for the eggs.
Yeah, but not right by the main gate, Mum. But it's the first thing visitors are going to see when they arrive. And look, these signs.
Hens on holiday. Brookfield Farm, the home of upper-class eggs.
The best in the world. He can't say that.
Well, might be a bit OTT.
He'll have the advertising standards people onto us.
I don't think that's very likely.
And look how big they are.
Are they bigger than your display boards?
About twice the size.
But I suppose these are just hoardings, really. Yours are meant to be read in detail.
Oh, this is utterly typical Josh. Promoting his own interests and never mind anyone else.
Pip.
We had a theme. We agreed we're meant to be focusing on the beef and the eggs were just going to be a little sideshow.
Don't worry. There's room for them both. OK, they'll notice this stuff when they arrive, but once they're into the yard and looking at the rest of the farm, it'll be clear what our main businesses are.
No, it's just so sneaky. Putting all this up when I wasn't here.
I'm sure he didn't do it deliberately. And to be fair to Josh, he isn't after expansion at any cost. He was just saying last night he was concerned about Toby over-promising customers.
Oh, he's getting more like Toby every day.
If anything, I'm more worried that he was setting this up when he should be revising for his geography exam. Honestly, Pip, it's all right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
But it's him I should be saying this to.
I'm sure you will. But try not to lose your rag, eh?
All right.
It's not good for you. You've been putting a huge amount of effort into this.
But I want it to go well. I want it to be perfect.
We all do. But, look, I know it's early days after Matthew.
This is nothing to do with Matthew.
No, all right. But just remember, if you're finding it hard, you can always talk to me or your dad.
But there's nothing to talk about, Mum. It's what we both wanted.
OK. That's
all in the past.
I'm just saying.
Really? I'm fine.
Ah, well, that's good.
I don't often see you in here at lunchtime, Will.
Yeah, me and Mum. We've got things we need to discuss.
Ah.
So, this picnic for the Queen's birthday.
Yeah, should be quite a day.
Oh, Jolene, have you got the lunch boxes and hampers sorted out yet?
Ooh, what's this?
For people who don't want to bother making their own picnic. Order your lunchbox or luxury hamper from the Bull.
Well, I expect Nick will make ours, but yeah, sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. If our chef can actually pull his finger out and decide what we're going to put in
okay,
them.
OK, I'll have a word with him.
Yeah, well, I wish you would, love, because...
Hello! Hi, Clary.
Oh, hiya.
Oh, thanks for coming, Mum.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. Thank you for asking me. What a treat.
What can I get you?
Orange juice, please. Will you be wanting food?
Oh, yes, please. What's Wayne's special sandwich today?
Pulled pork and homemade coleslaw.
Oh, sounds lovely. That all right, William?
Have what you want, Mum.
Chips with it?
Oh, go on then. All on the tab, will you?
Please.
I hear you're up for these food and drink awards.
Yeah. Family dining and the best use of local ingredients. Ooh. We're head to head with Fallon for that one.
Her and Emma put a big banner up outside the tea room.
For the awards?
Yeah.
Oh, we could do that, couldn't we? Shortlisted in two categories.
Yeah, why not?
There you go.
Thanks.
Shall we get a table then?
What about your food?
Oh, I've ordered mine.
Oh, all right then. Well, this is all a bit mysterious, William.
Yeah. Well, it's nothing bad, just maybe a bit sensitive.
What is it?
Well, Oliver and Caroline are back soon, ain't they?
Don't remind me.
Well, I know you've been worried about it. And the last thing I want is Grandad thinking he might have to go in a hostel again.
Oh, he's kind of ignoring it at the moment. Hoping it'll go away, I think.
Well, I might have a solution. Liz and Rick at One the Green.
Yeah?
Well, their tenancy agreement has only got a few months to run. And if the Sterlings are willing to wait a bit, what do you think about moving in there?
Oh. Well... That sounds lovely, William. But...
Yeah, there'd only be room for the three of you. Not Ed and Emma and the kids too. That's why I wanted this chat. Now, me and Ed have only just got back on an even keel. I don't want him thinking this is some kind of...
Like a snub.
Yeah. But they've got options, haven't they?
Yeah. They've already talked about maybe moving back in with Susan.
have they?
It's more a case of will Oliver and Caroline be willing to wait?
Thanks. See you again.
The trouble with Wayne...
Oh, not again, Kenton.
He's too besotted with his Beverly to concentrate properly on his work. I mean, he's a middle-aged man, not a loved-up teenager.
You've got to admit, he spent a lot less time on his phone since we had a word.
I still worry where his head's at.
Well, there. You needn't. In fact, he suggested we put on a special taster menu in the weeks running up to the award.
Oh, has he?
Our greatest hits? 5 or 7 courses?
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
So what do you think?
Yeah, I reckon it could be the answer to our prayers.
Timing's not perfect. I mean, officially our arrangement here is only till the 20th.
Oh, surely the Sterlings will be a bit lenient if they know we've got a place to go to.
Let's hope. Right, I best get tea on. You coming inside?
No, Clary love. Got a few chores to be getting on with.
Hiya.
See you then.
Eddie!
Oh, Eck.
Eddie!
Yes, love?
What on earth is this?
Now, Clary.
What have you done?
I thought...
That's not posh chalky paint.
No, see, I thought I could get the same effect if I just mixed somewhat in.
Mixed what in?
Flour.
Flour?
It didn't exactly go as planned.
Oh, say it didn't.
It went a bit lumpy.
It's awful. Oh, Etty, how could you? How do you expect Oliver and Caroline to be lenient with us when they see this?
So, is the chance band going in here?
No, they're going to set up on the terrace under the gazebo.
You're not going to take all the chairs away?
No, no.
Because the oldies will need somewhere to sit down.
Lillian, we are the oldies.
Speak for yourself, darling. I was thinking of people like Mum.
All right. Oh, I think this one can tuck away a bit.
Jenny, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, I'm making a bit of space.
No, look, you shouldn't be doing that. Let me get a couple of the pickers in. Or Kate, where's she?
Oh, well, don't ask her at the moment, darling.
Why not?
Oh, she's in a bit of a state about her launch.
Oh.
We'll be lucky if she makes it to the party at all.
Well, aren't we employing Fallon and Emma?
For catering and waitressing, not for furniture shifting.
All right, let me give you a hand.
Oh, well, thank you, darling.
In a good mood, Brian?
Well, I don't have to be in a good mood to help my wife.
Oh.
Yes, I am, actually.
Oh.
Patrick Hennessy's emailed me a draft copy of his environmental impact report.
His what?
You know, on the damage to the Millennium Wood that these elf tourists are causing.
And?
Well, he's quite clear that their behaviour is causing significant harm to the plant and bird life of the wood.
Which is the conclusion you were hoping for?
Well, what I was hoping for is neither here nor there, but given his findings, I'm going to ask Jim and Neil to table at the next parish council meeting.
With a view to...
Getting rid of all the fairy impedimenta that people are swarming to simper over.
Actually, Eddie Grundy might save them the trouble.
Well, I don't care who does it as long as my pheasants are left in peace.
Uh-huh.
And the rest of the valuable flora and fauna. Anyway, where do you want this chair?
Right, over there in the alcove.
OK, then.
Speaking of Eddie, aren't the Sterlings home soon?
You know, they've got the right idea. Winter in Italy, summer in England.
What's going to happen to the Grundys?
Yo,
that should be okay, Brian.
Anyway, I must be off. I can't be late for Fabrice. I want to look my best for the party.
It was after a party. Rob said Henry had thrown a tantrum and he said he'd made the punishment fit the crime.
The punishment being...
He'd sent him to his room and he threw Thomas away.
Thomas?
Oh, and the egg, Anna. He'd made Henry throw them away in the bin, both of them.
Both?
Thomas and the egg.
And Thomas's...
A rabbit.
A real rabbit?
No. No, a soft toy. I'd bought it for him for Easter. But Rob said he was too old for soft toys and... No, that wasn't the crime.
What wasn't, Helen?
It wasn't for having a tantrum at the party. It was... Rob told him to sit on the sofa and not move, but he went and got the egg.
Was this an Easter egg?
Yes, the one from my mum and dad. And it was big, you know, but...
So, Henry got off the sofa and got the egg?
Yes. And he's eating some himself and feeding some to Thomas.
And did you see this yourself?
No. Rob told me. He was so angry he'd sent him up to his room.
Because he hadn't stayed on the sofa?
Yeah, that's right. But before that, he'd made Henry throw Thomas and the egg in the bin. And I knew he was unhappy. He was crying for me upstairs, but Rob wouldn't let me go up to him.
Rob wouldn't let you?
No, he said I had to stay downstairs.
Would he often tell you not to do things?
It was so cruel. Henry loved Thomas. That is why we've got to get him away from Rob. He'll be much happier with Mum and Dad.
Yes. There is a new development as well. Rob's now pressing to see Jack.
What?
Obviously, you and Rob aren't allowed to see each other, so you'd have to give permission for him to see the baby on his own.
No. No! Rob stole Henry away from me. He cannot have Jack as well.
Oh, it can go on the side for the time being.
Thanks, Jennifer. Emma's bringing the Goan fish curry, but that should really go in the fridge.
Well, there's plenty of space.
Oh, great.
So, you presented the money then?
Oh, yep. I handed it over to Christine Barford earlier today.
And how much did the trail raise in total?
£110.
Hey, well done. So that should help towards the, what are those side curtains called?
Oh, the legs, apparently.
Well, Linda should be very grateful. And I hope she thanks you in person.
Oh, well, there's still some more fundraising to go.
My goodness, are you feeding the 5,000?
What do you think?
Well, very stylish. Yeah. Oh, I like the new colour.
Well, it is a special occasion. Oh, and who should I bump into but Eddie Grundy?
Oh, don't say he has his hair done by Fabrice.
Hardly.
Well, from the look of him, he does it himself with a hedge trimmer.
I think Clary cuts it, actually.
Yeah, well, anyway, the point is, he's had good news about their housing problem. They're going to move into Will's place on the Green.
Not all of them, surely.
No. Ed and Emerald need somewhere else.
Oh, don't think Susan's going to like the sound of that. I should be with him.
Yeah, all right. We'll finish very quickly now.
I want to go back to my room.
I understand. Helen, you needn't worry about Rob taking the baby away. Your social worker will draw up a child in need plan for Jack. Now, it might include supervised visits with Rob.
No.
It would honestly be in your interest to allow him to see Jack.
I won't let him.
I understand your worries.
I just can't.
But he is Jack's father, and he does have rights. If you don't cooperate, Rob's very likely to take the matter to court. You need to consider what looks reasonable to a judge if it gets that far.
Justin, glad you could make it.
Pleased to be here. You're looking very elegant, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you.
No Miranda?
Nope. She's visiting friends in Geneva this weekend.
Ooh, how nice.
She sends her congratulations, of course.
Can I offer you a drink?
Oh, thank you. It's Fallon, isn't it?
That's right.
I hear the average tea room has been shortlisted for the Food and Drink Awards.
Yes, in two categories.
Well done.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Justin. Oh. Hello, all. Martin Gibson had me cornered. Why he thinks I have any interest in golf, I do not know.
Don't worry, Lillian. I've only just arrived.
I think I'd have a fresh one, Fallon. Thanks.
Well, I'd better circulate.
Yes, darling, do.
And best of luck with the awards.
Thank you.
My spies tell me that a former employee of mine was involved in a rather sticky incident on Monday at some cricket competition.
The single wicket, yeah.
Well, it sounds like a rather sticky situation all round.
It is. Poor chap nearly died not long ago. I thought he did remarkably well to show his face in public at all.
Obviously some very tragic goings-on behind the scenes.
Well, I do think, given the circumstances, the least young Johnny could have done is shake the man's hand.
Oh, is that Lord Elbury?
Oh, yes.
It looks like he's just got here.
Oh, come on, darling.
Excuse a moment, Justin.
Yeah, no, you see to your guests.
Donald.
So glad you could make it.
While it's on my mind, darling, I wanted to mention a proposition that Toby Fairbrother's come up with.
Oh, yes?
He's made a film to promote their eggs, and I've told him you would want to be across it since Damar is flagged up on their egg boxes.
Oh, I see.
Maybe he was one of those drones for a lot of aerial shots.
Enterprising.
Well, he's got big ideas, but he's a bit tedious. I told him it needs quite a bit more work.
And he intends to put it online, social media, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Well, I don't wish to spike his guns, but I don't want to be associated with something shoddy.
No, no, of course not.
Can I leave it with you, Lillian?
I know this is something of a cliche, but I mean, it really doesn't seem like 40 years since I married you, Jenny. I mean, like any couple, we've had our ups and downs. And if I'm brutally honest, the downs have usually been my fault. But more and more, I realise how much I'm blessed. Sharing my life with this incredible woman has been an absolute privilege. Darling, I know it might sometimes seem I take you for granted, but I promise you, I love you from the bottom of my heart. And, well, as a token of my love and a mark of our 4 decades together, I'd like to give you this ruby eternity ring.
I really don't know what to say. Well, thank you, darling. It's beautiful. And have survived 40 years. Well, it's a mark of the bond we have. And I'm very grateful we've been able to weather those storms and come out smiling. Thank you all for coming to help us celebrate our very special day.
If I might... I'm aware that I'm very much a Johnny-come-lately in these parts, so I hope I'm not speaking out of turn. But from the start of my friendship with Brian and Jennifer, I've admired the strength of their relationship, which I think is an example to us all. So, if you would, please join me in a toast to the happy couple.
Well, thank you, Justin. Look, but before we have some of Ian's wonderful cake, I do have one final announcement. As you know, Jenny works incredibly hard and she deserves a break. So I'm taking you away to Venice, darling, on the Orient Express.
Oh. And I just bought him a case of whiskey.
Oh, I'm not complaining.
They really did hit the jackpot with each other, didn't they? Despite everything. Amazing how by chance you can just meet the right person.
Yes. Lillian, could we just go over here a minute?
Yeah, certainly.
I have a little proposition of my own.
Oh, do fire away, Justin.
I think it's clear that you and I get on well.
Very well.
You're a vivacious, attractive woman with a lot to give.
And you're a true gentleman with wonderful taste. I feel very lucky to have met someone like you in my time of life.
A kindred spirit, you might say.
Exactly.
Because, frankly, that's not how I would describe Miranda and myself. Our relationship does work on some levels, but it's more of a practical arrangement with tolerance on both sides.
I see.
Geneva, for example.
Yes, I did wonder.
It's an arrangement that I would find hard to end, however.
Right, yeah, well, that's very honest.
I think you and I are too old and too experienced to play games, aren't we?
So,
I don't in any way want to offend you, and I apologise unreservedly if I do, but if you were agreeable...
Justin, are you asking me to become your mistress?
Well, that isn't the word I'd necessarily use, but let's not get hung up on vocabulary. What do you think?
Thank you. For the latest Archers news, features and insights, go to our blog at bbc.co.uk/archers.